All right, the basic mediation analysis is a three-variable path analysis. A correlation shows that the variable is related to the criterion. But we wonder if we have this whole story. Is it really that that variable causes the criterion? So we run a multiple regression analysis with the variable and the mediator as predictors of the criterion. Then we compare two estimates of the variable-criterion relationship. One, the correlation from the criterion to that variable. Simple bivariate correlation. What do we think is going on here if we don't take anything else into account? And the multiple regression weight from the multivariate model. Do I have a... If this is zero, then we have what's called complete mediation. Everything that we thought was the variable is really the mediator. The mediator has no contribution, the variable has no contribution above and beyond the mediator. Does that make sense? So what we thought was the variable is really the mediator. Bummer. Partial mediation is when this multiple regression weight is larger than zero, but smaller than the simple relationship. So part of what we thought belonged to the variable doesn't. It is partially mediated by the mediating variable. And if the correlation is exactly the same size as the beta weight, then we have no mediation. This variable doesn't change our understanding of the relationship between the variable and the criterion. And that's a complete discussion of mediation. Now, some of you I know are sitting there and thinking, well, you know, there's suppressor effects in the world. What if this is bigger than that? You can go through 80% of the mediation literature and not find a consideration of that point. There are three out of 27 possible patterns that involve mediation. Mediation is when either this goes to zero, this gets smaller than it does, or it stays the same size that it was. Those are the three situations considered by standard mediation analysis. There's this cool thing called a Sobel test that's used to compare that correlation and that multivariate regression weight.
What's the difference between a Sobel test and bootstrapping?
Bootstrapping means 100,000 different things, one of which is the Sobel test. I mean, all that bootstrapping means is comparing two things outside of the original model used to generate them. Okay, that's all the bootstrapping is. And so we use one model to generate this, one model to generate this, and a third model to compare them. By definition, that's bootstrapping. And the Sobel test has waxed and waned in its favor over the years. It's not a very powerful test, so people who are looking for smaller effects don't like it as much. It's that simple. And since people who are looking for smaller effects tend to cluster around phenomena that are smaller effect phenomena or harder to measure or harder to get enough data, you see whole disciplines or areas who like or don't like the Sobel test, but it pretty much comes down to a combination of peer pressure and the effect size you're looking for with a not very powerful test. Follow the money. It's that simple. If you don't have enough money to get big, powerful tests, Sobel's going to look like a schmuck. He's just a mathematician. He's neither a schmuck nor an angel. He's just a mathematician who did some very good work. Yeah?
Can you just explain to me the partial mediation?
Sure. Let's say that the correlation here is 0.4 and the multiple regression weight is 0.2. Both are significant. Okay? So the effect, when we consider the mediator, isn't as big as we thought it was, but it's still there. Oh, and God forbid if this thing flips sign. If you get a big old honking suppressor effect where you put this thing and this thing flips sign, it's, I mean, like I say, you can go 80% of the mediation literature and never run into that. Some caveats about path and mediation analysis. Causal ordering must be theoretically supported. Path analysis can't sort out alternative arrangements. It can only decide what paths of specific arrangement can be dropped. Mediating variables must come after what they are mediating. This is today's funny story. Mediating variables must come after what they are mediating because it's drawn to the right. Has to come after. So, the treatment is used, is related to the criterion. We do a simple correlation between the treatment and the criterion. We get a significant positive correlation. Life's good. The researcher thinks that one's gender mediates how the treatment has its effect. So we run a mediation analysis. Let's see, is there another? Yeah. Looks like a participant's sex mediates the treatment because that correlation went away to nothing when we included gender. But somehow this model invites us to believe that the treatment they're given has a huge impact on their sex. Now, there's very few treatments that can claim this, and most of them aren't studied by social psychologists. Do you see the idea? You got to ask yourself whether each coefficient on those paths makes sense. So be careful when you say that characterological things, state things, long-term, previously manifested things are mediators.
Wouldn't you want to look at, do a moderator analysis on
it? Sure, that's probably what this person means, is that the impact of the treatment depends upon gender. That's an interaction, a joint effect, or in this language, a moderator effect. But this is a mediation analysis that makes no sense because that number right there, while calculable, just doesn't make any sense.